Noise Pilot.
G'day and welcome to another episode of Steady Breaths. I'm Ethan and we're going to be doing some more mindfulness today. We're not going to be doing breathing though because as we've mentioned before, mindfulness doesn't have to just be one thing. It doesn't just have to be breathing. It doesn't just have to be closing your eyes in a dark room and meditating. It can be everyday tasks. The whole point of mindfulness is to just simply focus on the present, not the past or the future, but just what you're doing right now. In a previous episode, I spoke about one of my favorite tasks to do in the spring, which is, you know, dethatching my lawn. I find that to be a really mindful moment in my year, but that only comes around every so often, so I need something in the meantime. I think the next most mindful thing that I like to do is something that I do nearly every day, and that's just make a cup of coffee. We've got an espresso machine here, so I really like going through the the long process of making myself a cup of coffee because I can be really deliberate in how I make the coffee and how I look after the machine and, you know, keep the space tidy and organized while I'm doing it. So I just thought, you know what, why don't you make a coffee with me? You might not like my particular way of making coffee, but, you know, this is how I do it, and this just might be something to take your mind off whatever's on your mind right now if you need to take a break and just think about something else. We're just going to think about making a coffee right now, so let's get into it. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I've been working for about an hour. Nothing too busy, just slowly preparing everything for the rest of the day. It's the perfect time to take a break. I'm going to take all my focus away from the computer, away from the to-do list, and make myself a cup of coffee. First, I like to prepare the coffee machine. I'd attach the water container from the back, take it over to the sink, fill it right to the top, and then clip it back into the coffee machine. I turn it on and watch as the small light blinks on and off. This will tell me that the water in the machine is starting to heat up. And now that I've filled that container, there's plenty of water to warm up the machine. The light stops flashing and glows steady. The water's at the perfect temperature now. I turn the knob on the front to the left to release some of the water. Steam starts to rise and hot water trickles down into the drip tray. Hot water's flowing all through the system. And any cold water or coffee remains from the last time it was used has been flushed away. The group head is the little basket with a handle that I'll fill up with coffee grounds. I open up the jar and take in the sweet and rich smell of the coffee. I fill up the group head by the tablespoon with fresh grounds. I make sure to move the spoon slowly and carefully, putting all my focus into making sure I don't spill any grounds on the kitchen bench. I make sure the group head is filled evenly to the top. Nice and flat with no clumps. The water's going to pass through it freely and evenly. I grab my tamper from the top of the machine and place it over the grounds, making sure it's perfectly centered and the tamper is level. I then press down with some force, checking that I'm keeping the pressure even and level. Then I give the tamper a small twist to flatten out any extra coffee sitting on top. I take the tamp and wipe off any excess grounds and put it back on top of the machine. I take the group head and connect it to the coffee machine. Before I pull the shot, I like to put a small dollop of maple syrup in the bottom of the mug. I then place it under the group head and turn the knob to pour the shot of espresso. Steam rises from the machine again, and the machine starts to hum. Moments later, liquid pours into the cup from two small spouts. At first it trickles out dark brown, but it slowly lightens in colour. It flows gently and evenly and sits in the cup with no bubbling or frothing. It's a perfectly smooth shot of espresso, and the maple syrup in the bottom is mixed in perfectly with the coffee as it trickled into the cup. Next we're going to do the milk. I place a paper towel on the counter and turn the knob on the machine in the opposite direction to activate the steaming wand. It squirts out some water onto the paper towel before gradually heating up and becoming steam. The steaming wand is boiling hot now and the line is clean and clear of any cold water. The next time I use the wand, it'll immediately shoot out steam. I take a small metal jug and pour some milk into it. I take the jug to the steaming wand and sit it just below the surface of the milk at an angle. I turn on the steamer and it starts to hiss as it steams up the milk. Those hisses slowly start to quieten down, and I move the wand just a little bit deeper into the milk. I keep the jug on an angle, so it creates a whirlpool in the jug as it starts to warm up. My hands start to feel the heat on the metal jug. It started off cold and is now getting hotter than the temperature of my hands. I turn the steamer off just before the jug becomes too hot to touch. I give the jug a couple of light taps on the counter to remove any remaining bubbles on the surface. The milk appears smooth and glossy, and it's ready to pour. I take my mug and tilt it slightly, pouring the milk towards the edge so not to disturb the espresso shot. The near black espresso turns a rich, creamy brown. I take my first sip from the mug, just past the layer of warm foam before getting to the hot coffee. It doesn't singe my mouth, but it's hot enough to keep me taking small sips and savouring the drink. From the very first taste, the sweetness of the maple syrup is front and centre. Before I go and finish the rest of my coffee, I activate the steamer just one more time and shoot out another spurt of steam. This clears all the milk from the nozzle so it's ready for the next use. It also heats up the steamer so I can wipe away the excess milk with a damp cloth. I disconnect the group head, dispose of the used grounds, and give it a quick rinse. The machine's completely clean now and ready to be used for the next cup of coffee, which adds to the satisfaction of finishing this cup. The cup of coffee's now finished, and I'm ready to get back to work. And there you go, one flat white with maple syrup instead of sugar. My wife showed me that trick, and I still go by it because I think it tastes really nice. So maple syrup it is. But thanks for listening. If you'd like to go and see more of our episodes, go check out the catalogue. We do some breathing together. We do some dethatching the lawn. And you can also check out some of the other podcasts on the Noise Pilot Network. We've got a small handful now, which is really exciting. But yeah, thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode. And give it a quick rinse. The machine's completely clean now and ready to be used for the next cup of coffee, which adds to the satisfaction of finishing this cup. The cup of coffee's now finished, and I'm ready to get back to work. And there you go, one flat white. with maple syrup instead of sugar. My wife showed me that trick, and I still go by it because I think it tastes really nice. So maple syrup it is. But thanks for listening. If you'd like to go and see more of our episodes, go check out the catalogue. We do some breathing together. We do some dethatching the lawn. And you can also check out some of the other podcasts on the Noise Pilot Network. We've got a small handful now, which is really exciting. But yeah, thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.